Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, world. I just want to say good morning to everybody this morning. Welcome to the Healing Place. This is First Lady Christina. I just ask you to thank you for coming on today and this morning. I'm just so excited about today. So much I want to talk about today. I just want to tell everybody I love you, and I just hope everything is just going great. I know so much is going on, so much we got to talk about. But I want to say, as the head of my life, yes, my Father, my Savior, my Redeemer, my Healer, you know, the Lord, Savior, God is my number one. I just want, you know, I love Him so much. I thank God for allowing me to just, you know, just come on today and just let everybody know that it is so privileged to hear and to allow y'all to listen to me today, you know. And without Him, you know, we cannot do anything, you know that. I just want to tell everybody, you know, I love you. And now, come on, I got one more thing to tell you. You know, I can't forget the man of God, my husband, my friend, the, you know, mighty man of God. I love so much. I just thank you, Bishop, you know, as we say, you know, the man of God, you know, he's been so awesome, you know. He's getting ready to, you know, he's been down the weather a little bit, but I just want to tell everybody he's back, you know. I know y'all been praying for him while he was, you know, on the doing the mission of God. I just thank everybody, you know, just to be praying for him. And I love you, you know, for doing it. And I just want to say that Bishop's getting ready to come back on the radio. And, you know, Blog Talk, yeah, I thank God for Blog Talk, you know. And, you know, it's my husband getting ready to come back on. You know, he got a great word for y'all next week. I just want y'all just to prepare for that because he has so much to say. You know, I thank God for my husband. You know, women, we have to really just lift our husband up because, you know, the enemy is attacking, you know, so much. I just want to say a little thing. I'm not going to say much, you know. You know, even what's going on in the world, you know, so much killing. You know what happened in Minnesota and, you know, and then, you know, the police officer in Dallas, you know, so much, you know. We got to cry out and spend out. It's time out playing God. You know, we cannot be against each other. God is love. God don't call us to come against each other. You know, we got to come. We all brothers and sisters. Because one day we got to leave this earth. You know, we got to understand this. We can't fight against each other. We got to call unity. Because we're going to get to heaven. You know, some of us are not going to make it. Some of us, you know. We got to get back. Like never before. You know, sometimes we wonder why is so much going on. You know, God said, my people are called by my name. It's humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. He will heal the land. You know, and sometimes God allows things to take place. He allows things to go on to get our attention. World, that's why so much killing and all this going on. But I just pray for the Marie family. I pray for every person, you know, that mother, that father, that boy, that girl, concerning that situation, that critical situation that took place. But I just want to, you know, just right now I just want us to just be still and just bow our head and just for them right now, just for a few minutes, 5 minutes. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate y'all for doing that because, you know, we don't know what the day tomorrow is going to be. You know, we just got to go on and just continue to pray for the nation, continue to pray for the world, you know, because so much going on. But I'm not going to prolong. I just want to say I love y'all, and I'm so happy to be here again. You know, I got great things coming this month or July and next month. So much is going on. You know, I'm expecting so much. You know, I've just been really impressed of God, just praying and seeking God for his people. You know, sometimes you got to really, really get into God. You know, without him, you can't make it. You know, and what we're going through so much, you know. But we're not going to prolong. We're going to go on. I just want everybody just to get prepared, open your ears, you know, open your spirit up. Why, we can just get in, get into prayer right now. I just want to, you know, allow God to use me, you know, that and not me, but it's Him that's working through me. But I just want everybody just to hear the sound of His voice as I go in prayer right now. Everybody just, you know, just bow your head, you know, just listen as we prepare ourselves in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we come boldly to the throne today. Lord, we just want to thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. As we come to you lifting up your name today, lifting up your Father name in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I come to you, God, moving me out the way and allowing them to hear you, Father. Father God, I just ask you to touch the world right now. Lord, there's just so much going on in the world, Heavenly Father. Father God, I ask you to go in the streets and I send your blood. Stop the fighting. Stop the game. Stop everything that's going on right now, God. God, I ask you to touch those people who died, Lord, in battle. Those people who was fighting for the battle. Those people who lost loved ones, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just ask you to go and allow unity to be in these countries, God, in these states, God, in the name of Jesus. Stop the riots, God. Lord, let them love each other. Let them come back, God, in the name of Jesus. It's time now to allow you to turn things around, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to move so miraculous right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, somebody going through right now, God. Somebody is setting something up right now. We're going to even stop that situation right now in the name of Jesus. If we send the blood to that person, God, to change their mind, God, whatever they're going through right now, God. Father God, somebody need a healing right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody going through in their body right now. Somebody, I even ask you, Lord, just to touch that person in their leg. Touch that person was in their back in their pain, Lord. We would take authority over it right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, touch that person, Lord, that's got cancer in their body. We curse that spirit of cancer right now. We speak healing in that person. We speak healing, Lord Jesus, in that person's body right now to make him whole again, God. Because God, you say you are the healer, God. God, you say you open the blind eyes, open the deaf ears, God. Lord, let the blind see, God, that in the name of Jesus. Let the Lamb walk, Heavenly Father, name it. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, go into the hospital, God. Heal the sick, God. Heal the one that don't know you, God. Lord, give salvation to somebody in that hospital on their deathbed, God. Because you said they will not die, Heavenly Father. Father God, I ask you to touch that person right now that's getting ready to have an operation right now, God. Let them have a precision operation. Lord, a success operation. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I ask you in the name of Jesus to move so miraculous for that person. Lord, somebody going in the hospital right now, God. Somebody even getting ready to have a child right now. Let it be a healthy child, God. Lord, I ask you to touch that baby, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, move by your spirit, God. Go on that flow, that unity, God, in every child, God, that's going through right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, even going to ICU, God, Lord, when someone get lined up in a stroke situation, God. God, Lord, heal that brain, heal that nerve, heal that tissue, God, in that person's brain. Father God, bring them out of that coma, God, in the name of Jesus. Move so miraculous, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now, God. Lord, I send the blood upon them. Lord, I even send the blood upon my sister, God, healing her body. I rebuke every cancer cell out of her body. Lord, I ask you to shrink up every sickness cancer out of her body. In the name of Jesus, every person that's going through it right now, diabetes, arthritis, tumor, God, dry up in the name of Jesus. Father God, somebody going through a depression situation. Lord, I take the thought of that depression right now. I cut it down right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to move so miraculous, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody, Lord, needs you right now. Somebody going through in a marriage situation. Yes, God. Lord, I ask you to fix these marriage, God, because you believe in covenant, God. Deal with that husband, God. Break them out of that fornicating, that adultery sin, God. That hidden sin, that hidden iniquity, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody going through right now, God. You are, Lord, trying to make a decision about a divorce. But God, you believe in covenant. calamity, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask you to turn it around for me in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to renew somebody's mind concerning that marriage, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to go on the streets right now. Lord, bring the people out of the world, God. Bring the fornicating of the to God. Save them, God. Save those lost ones. Save those drug dealers. Save the one that don't drug, God. Lord, bring them out right now in the name of Jesus. See your healing on the street, God. See your blood on the street, God, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, move them. Stop the young people from killing each other, God. Stop the one, God. Stop them, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Stop these, Lord Jesus, turn some stuff around in the name of Jesus. Somebody going through so miraculous, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now because I know that you are God, and there's no other God beside you, God. Somebody need a peace, God. Lord, let a peace be upon somebody this morning. Lord, let the peace be upon your people, God. Somebody need a decision to make today, God. Lord, I ask you, let a peace rest on them right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I speak life in that person right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, it's a peace resting on them right now. And I take authority over every prince of power, God, in high place of wickedness, God. Lord, I send it back to the pits of hell where they come from in the name of Jesus. And I'm taking up thought. I'm snatching all young people out, God. I'm sending them out of the pit right now in the name of Jesus. Every young person that's going through right now, God. Lord, cover our loved ones, God. Cover our children, God, in school, God. Lord, send the blood up in there. Send the angels around them, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, protect our little ones, God. Protect them when they're in need daycare, God. Protect them when they need jobs, God. Protect every person, God. God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I'm thanking you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray right now, God, because I know that you are mighty, God. Ain't nothing too hard for you, God. Anything is possible. We believe and stand on the word of God. And I believe and standing on the word right now, God, because you're going to move miraculous for your people. Lord Jesus, I ask you to send the blood right now, even through these fires and these storms, in these, Lord Jesus, in these floods and Texas and everywhere, God. So much is going on the earth, God, because we know that you are in the mix of everything, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will show up and show out for your people. If they only they can line up, God. I pray for churches, God. It's time to stop playing with your people, God. Start to be what you want them to be, God. You say you will separate the clean from the unclean, the weak from the tail, God. You said, God, line up, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, even these leaders, God, that love us of their self, love of their money, love of their house, love of their cars, love of their things, God. Lord, it's time for men and women to God to line up, God, to get on the first front, God, and do the work that you call us to do, God, to go and snatch your people out of their sin, God, to get back in prayer, Heavenly Father, to turn their plate over, to pray, to fast, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, deal with your people so strong, God. Send your blood right now in the name of Jesus. Send your blood in the world, God. Stop everything that's not like you, God. Move it out of their way, God, and they can hear your voice, God. Because you say, my sheep know your voice in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I ask you to go to these leaders, God. Go to the apostles, go to these teachers, God. Go to these bishops, God. Go to these men and women, God. The prophets and prophets, God. Lord, turn their life around, God. That they can light up and do the right thing, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, move by your spirit right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I call on your name right now because I know that you're moving right now, Heavenly Father, that you're getting ready to turn some stuff around in America. Lord, I say, Lord Jesus, if you call on the name of Jesus, you say we shall be saved, God. Somebody need to call on God right now because God is calling on you. Come back to your first love, he said, because, Lord, he said, can't do nothing without him. God said, don't lean on our own understanding. And we be leaning on our own understanding sometimes. God want us to buy and let us know that he can supply your need. Somebody going through in a situation and getting put out right now. God, you're getting ready to turn that thing around for that loved one. You're getting ready to turn everything around for that lady fighting that man, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, even fix that situation for that woman of God that's going through right now. She's going through in her finances, God. Somebody going through in their finances, in their home right now, through their children, God. Lord, you said, God, the children are going to fight against the mothers and fathers. Father God, turn it around in the mighty name of Jesus. Move by your spirit, God. Lord, I send the blood on every home, every blood in every job. Face that situation, you know, the job, God. Don't let everybody be against everybody. Lord, don't let the white be against the black. Let it be unity. It's time to be unity. It's time to come back to Jesus. It's time to pour love on these jobs. Pour love in these streets. Pour love in these hospitals. Pour love in our homes. Pour love everywhere we go in the name of Jesus. And I thank you right now, God. Lord, move so miraculous, God. In the name of Jesus, fix it, God. Fix it, Lord Jesus. Fix everything that's going on in our life, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for hearing the prayers of the righteous. Lord, thank you, God. I give you the glory, and I give you the honor this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this day. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And I call it done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Good God Almighty. I thank God for that awesome prayer. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. We can't do but praise God. Because God is an awesome God. He's a mighty God. God keep us in perfect peace if we keep our minds stayed on him. Sometimes we just got to go on and just allow God to move in our life. But we got to come back. And you hear me keep saying we got to come back to our first love. There's so much going on in the world. Time out. Stop praying, church. We got to be the church. And sometimes we see so much going on in the world. We got to get back to God and turn our place over and consecrate and do the work that God called us to do. We got to go out. We got to get together in the name of Jesus. We miss men. We got to do what the Lord says to do. Well, I'm not going to prolong right now. I'm so on fire right now because there's so much God got in me to tell you. But, you know, I'm not going to go. I'm going to go on. I just want everybody to prepare their hearts right now. I want everybody just to open their ears and open their spirit and get ready for the word. I said it again. Get ready for the word. It's word time. Well, as we go on, the topic is taking the shekels off. Mark 5:4. But we're going to go a little further than that. But like I say, taking the shekels off. Sometimes we can have so much shekels on us, women, men, or God. We can have it. Oh, yeah, we got it on us. We just got to take it off. We could be bound in a lot of stuff as we go on. As we prepare ourselves to go into the word right now, get your Bible. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It said the healing of the garment of the demon. As we go on, 5, thank you, Lord. They went to the other side of the sea of the regard of the God. When he had come out of the boat, immediately a man when an unclean spirit came out of the tomb and met him. He lived among the tomb, and no one could contrim him, neither is with his chains, because he have often been bound with shackles and chains. But he have put in the chain upon and broke the shackles to pieces, and no one could subdue him. Always night and the day he was in the mountain in the tomb cried out and cut himself with stone. But when he saw Jesus atone, he ran up and kneeled before him and cried out with a loud voice, "What have you do? What mean, Jesus, Son of Man, Most High God? I am joined you by God, do not torment me." But Jesus said to him, "Come out of this man, you unclean spirit." Then he asked him, "What is your name?" He answered, "My name is Legion, but we are many," and begged that repeat not to sent them away out of that country. Now there were a great herd of swine feeding near the mountain. All the demon pleasure with him and asked and sent him to the swine. So they were made into them. And Jesus gave them live, and their unclean spirit came out of and went to the swine. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Good God Almighty. You know, it was many. You know, the man was tormented by, he had so many demons. He had shackles. He had so much on. He had all those demons in him that tormented him. He asked Jesus, Jesus, why are you coming to mess with me? Jesus, you know, Jesus, why? The Son of Man. God came to set that man free. And sometimes we can have shackles on us. It can be our marriage. We can be in bondage. We can be in drinking, smoking. We can be in bondage of fornication, being bondage on our job, giving them all our time, not giving God your time. We can be in glutton, eating so much that God told you to come get delivered. We can be in bondage with sickness in our body, cancer, diabetes, riding. We can be in all kinds of bondage. We can be in bondage just talking so much. Gossiping, lying. We can be in bondage of pride. Oh, I'm telling you. We can be in bondage of going places that we shouldn't go. We can be in bondage for 25 years. This man was in bondage. This man was tied up. This man was shackled, had chains on him. We can be in chains for so long that who can get us out of it? But one day, a man of God came. And when he came to him, he called that spirit out, that demon spirit. We can be in bondage or even a witchcraft. Being disobedient to our husband, being disobedient to our wife. Children, being disobedient to that mother, that father. You know, we can be in bondage caught up and why we can't get out. Sometimes we got to come out. You know, when he came to him, he was so caught up, he was bound, he was shackled, he was chained up. But when God called that demon out, when Jesus called it out, spirit went into swans and made them crazy. And that man was set free. He asked Jesus, can I go with you? Jesus said, no, he couldn't go with him. But he set him free. You know, it's good to be set free from something. Just like what's going on in America, what's going on in the world. Look at that. Bondage. People killing each other. Dying every day. Coming against each other because of the color. That ain't God. God is not with that. God is love. God is trying to wake us up concerning that truth. That's bondage. That's, we got to understand. We got to come out. We got to get closer to God like never before. Women and men of God, come out your bodies of drinking. Come out your bodies of fornicating. Come out your bodies of lying. Come out your bodies for God. You know, we say we love God, but our hearts are too problems. We have so much shackles. A lot of people bound. We got to go out and get those people and set them free from those spirits, those demonic demons. It's time. I thank God that I was bound one time. I was bound in fornicating. I was bound and sickening in my body. But God healed me. Ain't nothing too hard for God. I'm not going to prolong. I hope y'all got a great message out of this word this morning. Because, like I say, we got to come out. The shackle got to be broken off us. Like I say, take the shackles off. We got to take it off, men, women of God. Head men. Men, leaders, sometimes we can have be bonded with proud spirit. We got to come out. We got to come out. Bonded are jealous on each other. Oh, I'm just telling it. Because this is where we are. We share that one person will get more than the other person. Going to be ahead of that person. That's a bondage. That's a chain. That's a chain. That's a shackle that sit on us. It's time to get close to God. I'm not going to prolong as we go on. Thank you, God. I hope y'all enjoy the word. Y'all show yourself approved. Get in the word, read it. The chapter was taking the shepherd's oath. Mark 5, 4, all the way through. Just read it. Be a blessing to you. As we go on, I just want to come to you. If anybody not saved, you haven't been saved, I just want you just to repeat after me. Because it's time. Thank you, Lord. Here we go. And we bow our heads. Heavenly Father, I know you died on the cross for my sins. It's you in the name of Jesus to forgive me for my sins, to come in my heart, save me, fill me with the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you receive that. I thank God for that. Thank God for the salvation. Every day we need salvation. There's so much going on. You know, I just want y'all to just be obedient to God, just to hear the word and listen to him. Come back to your first love. But I'm not going to prolong. I just want to go on. As we read a little right here, I'm just going to read a little bit out of my wisdom. God, I want to give you a little wisdom right now. I'm just going to read this. This June the 9th, as I go on. It says, God rest of righteousness. Psalm 94:1-11. It said, oh, Lord, oh, God, who being you belongs to? Oh, God, who being you belongs to? Rise up, O judge of earth. Punish me to the pride. Lord, how long will the wicked, tremble? They were punished speeding and speaking unsober thing. All the work of iniquity boast of themselves. They break in pieces in your people, O Lord, and affliction your inheritance. The slander of their widow and their strange and murder of their fatherless. Yet they say the Lord does not see. You does the God of Jacob understand. Understand your seed among the people, and your food will be your wife. For he will plant the earth of their herd. And he who formed their eyes should he not see. He who instructs the nation should he not correct. He teach many knows. Knowledge. The Lord knows that through the men that they are blindness. Thank you, Lord. I receive that. I hope y'all receive it because there's so much going on, murder, everything going on in the world. And God said, vengeance belongs to him. God is doing this. We wonder why all this stuff going on because he wants our attention. He's calling us back to his first love. And it's time to get back. It's time to get back close to God. Like I say, we got to stop playing church and be the church. We got to be unity in the world. There's so much going on in the world. We can't be in the world. We are the world. Men and women of God. I just thank God that for saving me. I thank God for allowing me to come on this radio to minister to y'all today, and I just thank God because somebody need to get their gospel out and speak the truth to God, people. We cannot be phony. We cannot be fake. Men, apostles, bishops, teachers, prophets, prophetess, teachers, we got to do what's right when it comes. Missionaries, we got to do what God wants us to do. It's time to go out and tell the truth. Because people is dying every day. I'm not going to prolong it right now. But I just want to say, like my husband always say, God loves us. And he does. But God, don't think God don't get mad. Of course God get mad. And Ecclesiastes say, God say, he do good, he do bad. God is good, God is bad. For God, let us know that he loves us. God knows everything. We just got to keep on doing everything God wants to do. Y'all women, y'all men, y'all continue. You know, in the word it says, if you show yourself approved, just go and Ecclesiastes. It'll tell you more and more. You know, God is love all the time. He loves the unjust and the just. I just want to tell everybody, thank you for coming on to But I'll talk radio. I thank God for allowing me to come on to allow y'all to hear the word. you know, and I just continue to lift up y'all to God, keep y'all in prayer. If y'all need to, you know, call in some, you know, you need prayer, y'all don't hesitate, you know, just call and listen in to dial 646-716-8827, you know, and hey, whatever you need, God got it. I just want to tell you I love you, Jesus love you, God love you, and God bless you, and God be with you. Be blessed.